Eric McCullough, the head football coach with the ESAC Raiders, joining us here today as we take a look back at the 2020 season. Raiders finishing up the year at 3-6, but winning three of their last four games. That lone loss to the number one ranked team. And coach, it's always good to talk to you.
You too, Jeff. I mean, it's just crazy to think how the year's gone, and we're kind of talking about postseason and finishing it up.
Yeah, usually it's week nine and we're getting talking about the playoffs and now we're wrapping things up. But coach, I look back at the schedule. I mentioned 3-6, but you know, there was a couple of games in there that really could have went either way. The Sioux Central game in week two, and of course that Trainer game that had to have been just a heartbreaker for you guys in week three. So that 3-6 record easily maybe could have been a 5-4 or something more similar to that this season.
Yeah, it was, Jeff, you know, and you can go back and look at things, and that's one of the things about watching film and kind of having things looking back that way is things you do here or there, or you know, you fix this scheme or fix that scheme, or maybe a play call or something like that. And those close ones are hard ones to let go. And like you said, that's the Sioux Central game. We let some things go and kind of struggled with some penalties that game. The Trainer game, a few of the same things, but that was another weather type thing, and things just didn't quite go right for us that. But I, you know, for the kids to continue to fight through that, and like you said, and finish as strong as we did, I was real proud of how their character was and kind of, you know, be able to finish the season on a positive note.
Hate to bring up that Trainer one, but it seems like it's become a trend of you guys losing late to those guys here in the last 4 or 5 years.
You know, Jeff, that's one thing for you can build that rivalry and stuff, especially with close teams. But just the way things have gone a couple times, that has become kind of a game that, you know, you look and kind of want to put an extra mark next to it on your schedule when it ends up that way. Just kind of the way things have gone between the two clubs and between us and them, and it's always been a pretty good game and been real close. And I believe 3 years ago it was, we went for two and didn't came up short and lost 21-20. And then like this year they kicked that field goal with no time left to lose 9-7. So, you know, those are close games when you know, just one thing could go a little bit different and completely change the outcome of that game.
I know you guys had number one away BCIG the next week, and then Underwood, who was a top five team and playing really well at the time the week after that. But how did you feel like the kids bounced back from that? Because once you got through that juggernaut of those two top five ranked teams, that's when you guys started to really kind of get things rolling. So the confidence must not have been broken with that Trainer loss.
No. It wasn't. I know there was you could tell there's a lot of disappointment, Jeff, you know, and when you play that hard, and we did. We played a really hard game, and I thought we had a really good defensive scheme. We were still trying to get things figured out on the offensive side, and things were coming, you know, just didn't quite come quick enough. And just to get challenged again against OABCIG and Underwood, there's things we did well in both of those games also. And that's why I talked to the boys, is I was, you know, at that time more concerned about getting better every week. Not so much looking at the schedule. It's just the way the season went in 2020 is it didn't matter on your record. You know, we just want to make sure we got better every week. And that's what we did. And after the Underwood game, having a chance to kind of show what we can do against Missouri Valley really came out.
Coach, you just mentioned, you know, getting better each week and not worrying about the record. How much pressure did it take off of teams this year with the shortened season and the fact that everybody was making the playoffs? Do you like that? Is that something that you wish that the state would implement into the future?
You know, Jeff, I think there's positives and negatives to both. I mean, you kind of look at it, and traditionally, you know, it's just football's always been one of those things that you had to do well during the season to have a chance at the playoffs. And the way it worked out this year, I thought it was a nice plan, just given the situation and teams that might not be able to play one or two weeks in there, for them not to get, you know, necessarily hurt in the playoff-type schemes because of having to miss games because of COVID and such. So I thought that was an appropriate way for the association to handle that. As far as going forward, you know, I can see both sides of it. And as far as you look at the tradition part of it, but the other side, everybody having a chance to make the playoffs. I mean, things have changed a lot. So, you know, we'd be up for either one, I think.
Coach, did you feel like your team grew like you wanted it to as the season going on? The way it closed out, I guess that answer would probably be yes.
Yes, you know, it did, Jeff. I thought we did. We did got better every week. Kids started getting a little more comfortable, and I thought kids improved along the way. We had some really younger kids I thought really grew in some positions, and not just on the varsity side, but the JV too. I mean, starting with, you know, we have 40 kids on the roster and 21 of them freshmen. So majority of those kids got thrown right into the JV games or having to run the scout team for varsity during the week. And they just, you know, physically got beat on a lot. And I thought that they really improved because it can be a big step going from that middle school, eighth grade football to stepping right in. It's really always been nice to be able to have that kind of that JVR freshman, give them a chance to kind of make that adjustment. But the boys this year just didn't have that opportunity. But I thought they handled it well, was willing to do what they needed to help the varsity out. And I think that speaks volumes for them, too, and just everybody on the team.
What started to click for you offensively, do you think?
You know, I just think our run game and our guys up front, our offensive line, it's always nice, you know, when the officials can kind of make that comment. And I shared that, always shared it with the team after our games, is how they talked about our guys up front and how they did those blocking schemes and understood. Because we saw a variety of defenses, and we always had to make adjustments during the week. And I thought the kids did a nice job of understanding that and communicating, talking with each other. And even late in that Missouri Valley playoff game, to be able to call timeout and them have their own suggestions up front, how they can make adjustments to their defense and what they were trying to do. Those are things, you know, as a coach, I really love to see, because that means they're learning the game and loving the game and doing the things on the fly that they need to.
Coach, you guys, speaking of that Missouri Valley playoff game, you had beaten them just a couple of weeks prior to that 26-0, got up 21-0 against them in the playoffs, and then kind of had to hold on. My guess is maybe a little relaxing there, because you had really kind of, even though you only won 26-0 the first time, you had dominated that game.
We did, you know, and I think that second time we played them, we just got, like you said, we come out after halftime, I think maybe a little too relaxed. Kind of, you know, looking back the 2 weeks, which, you know, you try and not to do, but it's just one of those things. And then they're teenage boys, and
yep.
It's hard not to do those things, to look back or even to look forward, you know. And but it would have been real easy for to the way things were going in that third quarter, that second game we played Missouri Valley. There, we didn't have a lot of good things go well. It would have been real easy just to kind of give up and, you know, and kind of fold up the tent and head home. But thought the kids really, you know, stuck their heels in and did what we needed to do to come out with that win. And, again, reflects, I thought, how they grew through the season. If that would have been earlier in the year, you know, it might not have gone the same way. So for them to be put in that position and be able to fight through it, it's just the game of football can bring so many emotions and highs and lows, and you have to be able to regulate that. And the boys did a good job.
How do you think the defense grew this year?
Tremendously, you know, and it's real tough when you lose 9 seniors last year, I believe, 8 or 9 seniors on the defense, and the guys that we had to kind of pull in and move some positions a little bit. And then throughout the year, we didn't have any, like, major injuries, but injuries that definitely affected some kids and the way our defense looked and the way our team looked. And having to make kind of adjustments on the way every week, considering which defense or which offense we're going against, between the spread or Sioux Central, that, you know, foot-to-foot type running, and then the option against Trainer. We had to make a lot of adjustments there and have different looks and different reads. And then going against OABCIG and the DeGene kid, you know, we threw some things at our kids the last week, and not be able to get a lot of outside practice because of the weather. I thought they did a real nice job, especially from the first time we played them to the second time we played them. We were able to get a quarterback sack once, and I think we held them twice on downs. The score doesn't necessarily show that, but I think when you kind of break some of the things down, there was some definitely growth in those couple weeks with a lot of our kids in different positions. So defensively, I thought they kind of, just as well as we did on the offensive side, we grew in our understanding of football and the fundamentals and the things we want to do as a team.
Every year, coaches have some moments in a season that kind of stand out for you a little bit. What are some of those moments do you feel like this year will be for you?
You know, just seeing the kids have some success, you know, and we do some coaches awards and stuff like that we'll hand out at the end of the year, and you do start kind of reflecting on some of the players and how things have gone. And, you know, there's a few kids in our senior class that have started 3 years for us, and how much they've grown from their sophomore year to their senior year. You know, and a lot of times, you know, you don't necessarily see that in a year, but if you take back and look over the years, I think that's a tremendous thing that you kind of carry as a coach and as a staff, and things you really want to capitalize on the kids that had a lot of success that really grew from their freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year and kind of developed into those leaders that you love and leaders that you can count on.
Coach, you mentioned the seniors. Senior groups are always special. What's this one mean for you?
You know, I thought they handled had to take on a lot of adversity, and for the way they handled it and things that went kind of on along the season, I thought they did a lot great job of communicating with the coaches, taking things in stride. I mean, and every team kind of had to deal with some kind of adversity given the coronavirus and the change in the schedule and change in face mask and bus riding and not just little things that, you know, sometimes you have to get used to for rule changes in the association or on the field, but all of the stuff outside of the field. And I thought our kids did a great job, and the seniors demonstrating those was a big part of that.
Coach, what's the off season? What's the future look like?
You know, you always kind of, like you mentioned before, Jeff, you just kind of you hate to look losing the seniors and kind of where you get to the end of the year. You know, you kind of hope you can kind of have them back and how things are kind of fitting. There's going to be some of those kids, be some big shoes we have to fill. And the way our numbers look, big freshman class, a lot of those kids are going to have to really kind of grow up and mature pretty quick to be able to fill some of those shoes just because of our low numbers in that sophomore class. So some kids are going to have to be playing at a young age next year. But I think that they're a good group of kids also and been a team, a class that's kind of really support each other. And I think they'll be a big part of our future success here. And then they're determined and motivated. And that's all the kids. You know, I think the way the season kind of goes, you start looking at the success of the other teams and kind of some of the things they're doing, and then it starts kind of making a lot of sense. So I think we'll really improve in the off season and have some things set up in the summer and hopefully get ready for next year.
Well, Coach, as always, thank you for your time here today. I appreciate everything you do for us here at Carroll Broadcasting throughout the season with all the interviews you grant us and all the information you send us. So a lot of fun getting to work with you. Looking forward to many more years in the future, and thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, we appreciate it, Jeff. We appreciate Carroll Broadcasting and be able to kind of give Raider Nation a little bit of look here. So, hey, have a good off season, and we'll probably do some twitting back and forth, right?
Absolutely. We got volleyball coming up tonight.
Right.
Head coach Eric McCullough again with the ESAC Raiders as we take a look back at the 2020 football season.